This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, you made it till Friday. Congratulations. And I hope everyone has a great, great weekend. And we are going to kick things off today with our good friends from Barber's Food, Greg Bloom. How are you, Scott?
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, woohoo. It's great.
Son, has this last 9 months just seemed
Yeah, it seems like it's dragged on. But you know what? I'm glad it's dragging on. I know we need the moisture, but the weather is just outrageous. This might be the last day for a while, but it's just beautiful.
So, yeah.
Today and tomorrow, it's great.
Absolutely.
Be outside.
We live in a beautiful state.
We do. We do.
I love it. All right, let's talk about Barber's Foods, man. And I am so glad we all got connected with John and yourself and all of us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have changed our eating. I'm telling you, my wife and I this morning, I said, you know, I said, we should go to dinner tonight. And I go, but that's so crazy when we've got all this stuff.
Yeah, you got some top quality restaurant food.
I mean, where are we going to go to get anything better?
In your freezer. Yeah, well, we are trying to connect people to their food source. That's the unique thing about Barber's Foods is that all of the food we sell, we actually know the producer. So whether you're buying fish or red meat or chicken, we know where it's come from. And that's the story we want to pass on because there's just a lot of mystery in food anymore because we don't raise it, right? So, yeah.
And most of us hadn't really thought about that if we've shopped the grocery store all our life.
Right. It's just what we're used to.
But now you're like, man, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Even the buyers in those stores don't have any idea,
right,
do they?
Right. And in the food world, there's a slow, more expensive way to raise food, whether it's a grain or, a meat item. And there's a fast, we call it conventional way. And, most people are eating conventional food. It's grown the fast way, the efficient way. And I'm not here to tell anyone that that's bad for them, but that's just not what we do. We want you to know where the fish comes from. So whether it's fish or whatever. Yeah. Right.
Right.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be doing a special deal on some salmon, and we're going to be talking to actually one of our partners with Barber's Foods here from Alaska and talk about this here in just a moment. But let's kind of run through just some of your top products, for a minute, because, man, everything is so good, Craig.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we don't sell bad stuff. We filter that out. So, I think by volume, the number one seller in terms of pounds is probably chicken because people eat more chicken than probably any other protein. It's, like 3-4 times a week, some people eat chicken, as opposed to maybe red meat. And so the chicken we get is from, there's no chickens grown in Colorado anymore. Except for there's some egg-laying chickens down near the Montrose area.
Okay.
But those are not put into meat production. But as far as meat chickens, they're just no more here. Haven't been for many, many decades. So the closest family farm that we have found is actually in Northern California, the Pittman family, also known as Mary's Chicken. That's the mom's name, Mary. And you can actually go to maryschicken.com. That's not our website, but they have some pretty cool videos there of their farm and their production and how they do the air-chilled method. And so air-chilled chicken is going to cost a consumer more than a water-chilled chicken. And should I go into
Please, because I'm telling you, there's a difference now that I know, because I wouldn't have known in a million years.
Right. So I've been in the meat business for 26 years and have had the ability to go into a lot of USDA plants, including a few dozen chicken plants. So what I'm telling you, I've seen, it's not third party. So in a normal conventional chicken plant, the chickens are going through at about 145 birds per minute. It's very fast. And after they stun the bird and take the feathers off the bird, they have to get the carcass temperature down to get bacteria level down so that there's some shelf life on the product. So they do that, Scott, by putting the chicken in a big pool of water that has a whole lot of bleach in it. And that water bath gets really dirty after a very short amount of time.
Sure.
You can imagine the blood, the feathers, the stink. I call it the black bath. And so your chicken is taking a black bath. Literally the water's black after a short time. And that's why when you go to the supermarket, labels don't lie. Look at that label on that chicken item, and it's going to say in real small print, you might need your bifocals if you're me and your reading glasses, I mean. And it'll say, may contain up to 5% added solution. And you got to think, where's that added solution coming from? It's coming from the black bathtub. It's where the water absorbs in the chicken, because the chicken carcass is like a sponge, you know, it pulls that in. And it really, really dramatically affects the flavor and the shelf life. So you eat it. In fact, in the European Union, they do not allow chickens to be cooled this way, and they don't import our chicken because of this way of water cooling them. So Pittman Farms, Pittman family, they only air chill. So air chilled chicken doesn't go in the black bath. The carcasses are hung from the ceiling. And you can see this on the video that I mentioned that's at maryschicken.com. But the freezing cold nitrogen air is filling the room and blowing around with fans, and that cools the carcass down. And it tastes a lot better. That chicken doesn't pick up that water, that nastiness, and the shelf life is longer. Anyway, that's why I tell people, you know, try a case of this and then compare it to the store-bought chicken, and you will notice the difference.
There's no comparison.
And that store-bought chicken, you have no idea what plant it comes from, where it comes from, what family raised it. You have no idea.
So. Sure. And so chicken's real good. Then what comes in kind of second?
Second as far as pounds would be ground beef.
Okay.
Ground beef. We get all of our ground beef from Frontier Natural Meats in Denver, and they own their own USDA plant, and the animals are all harvested in Colorado, and they come from Colorado and the surrounding states, and they're Angus, no antibiotics, no hormones. And, yeah, that's really, really good product. They have burgers and patties, and, you know, we sell, like, 20 different items that they sell. And I've been in that plant I used to have an office in that plant, so over 300 times, so I know that plant real well. Wow. Probably one of the cleanest plants you'd ever see on the inside. So
Cool. Bison's got to be coming up.
Yeah, bison, too. Wow. That's also processed at Frontier Natural Meats. Yeah, an interesting thing about bison is, like, the ribeye. It's my favorite steak, a bison ribeye. But when you look at that bison ribeye, there's no marbling in there. So you look at it compared to like a USDA choice beef ribeye, and you think that's not going to taste good because it's just all purple. It's, you know, all red meat.
Right.
There's no marbling. But then you eat it, and it's really phenomenal good. I encourage people, if they like bison or think, oh, it's going to be gamey and wild and I would like it, they're really going to like it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite steak.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
It's expensive. I mean, you don't eat it every day, but you can eat it once a month and not break the bank, you know.
Sure.
Especially if you're not eating at a restaurant where they're going to mark it up.
Right.
Pretty much.
but when you look at your prices, and I mean this sincerely, when you look at your prices, and I'm not really the grocery shopper in our home, my wife does that, but I mean, man, it's great prices. It's very fair.
Right. Well, the reason is that we're bypassing the distribution system, two steps of it. The main step, the biggest markup, of course, is that beautiful big retail store that's in your neighborhood. That's great for a lot of convenient shopping, but it's expensive.
Right.
That's an expensive piece of real estate, and they got a lot of overhead. So normally they're going to mark up an item 30 to 50% unless they're giving it away to get you in the store. And these retailers do run ads. They're going to have ads for Thanksgiving turkeys here soon, and they lose money on that bird.
Gotcha.
Because they want you to buy. In fact, you'll see the disclaimer. You can only buy one bird per family, and you have to spend over $50 on that same visit. You can't just go in and buy the bird and leave.
Right. Yeah. So, I get you.
It's a loss leader. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Well, listen, you can go to the website, barbersfoods.com. Put in a promo code Haystack, and we're going to save you 5%. And you know what? This is off of what they sell it for every day. This is not off some price and then, you know, fictitious price they don't sell it for. So this is a true discount of 5%, and just put in the promo code Haystack there. And then let's talk about how they can get it then. There are several different options there.
Right. And if they've already gone to Barber's Foods before and visited, check back, because we add new items every week. My daughter Gretchen, she's a college student, but she does this and for us. And so she added a whole bunch of new Wagyu items this week. And the fish that we have today from Taryn and Kara that they caught themselves, and we're going to talk to them here in a little bit. They, we just added, this was a pre-order item. We just got it in.
Right.
So now it's not a pre-order anymore. But as far as delivery or picking up, you know, I would say about 60% of the people that order pick up at our Denver warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard, right next to the National Western Stock Show Center. And so it's a little hard to find the first time. People have to call and because it's an industrial area.
Sure.
But after you find it the first time, by the way, I just ordered a huge sign because people said, why don't you have a sign out front? I'm like, well, because we're wholesale, but now we're not. So we putting up a sign up tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. But about 60% of people pick up, and that's kind of environmental because they're picking up enough meat for a month or two most of the time. And then, but we also deliver. If you're in the Denver metro area and you order over $250, we'll deliver it for free to your doorstep.
Wow.
It's all frozen, so
sure.
You know, just put it in your freezer. And we also ship UPS 2 days. So if you're in Durango, we're not going to deliver it to your door. We'll just ship it UPS 2 days.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Once again, it's barbersfoods.com. And just put in that promo code Haystack, and we will save you a little money here. Well, coming up, this is going to be a very special time. We're going to have Taryn with us and Cara, and they are with Thunder's Catch, as Greg just mentioned. And when you go to the website and you see the picture of this salmon, I wish we were doing a TV spot right now to show you how beautiful this fillet of salmon is, Greg. It is gorgeous.
It's good. It's good. It looks good raw, and it tastes even better after you cook it.
Absolutely.
Or smoke it, yep.
All right, let's go to the phones here, and we've got Taryn and Cara with us. How are you guys doing?
This is Taryn.
Taryn
White here.
Hey, Taryn. It's Greg. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Greg?
We're doing good. Thank you. We're having a good conversation. We've got one of your fillets, one of them that you personally hauled in the boat, sitting in front of us
in
the package. Yeah, we're looking at it. We're kind of drooling because we haven't eaten lunch yet.
Yeah.
And I'm on the keto diet, so I haven't eaten yet today, so I got to go home and eat this thing.
Absolutely.
It's quite the journey to get to you all the way from Alaska, Bristol Bay.
Sure, absolutely. And I've been fortunate to fish over there outside of Ketchikan several times. But, boy, you know, and I know you've done some things with John Rush, and I heard that interview that you guys did, but certainly wanted our audience to hear about you as well. So tell us just a little bit about your operation over there.
I've been fishing up in Bristol Bay, Alaska, my whole entire life. My family took me up there when I was 2 months of age. And, 10 years ago, I got my own boat, and my dad taught me how to fish the boat operation, and we bring back a large portion of our catch. And Greg here at Barber's Foods sells it all in the Denver area, and it's really neat to catch it. Such a sustainable run, the largest sockeye run in the whole world, and it's really neat to get those quality fillets to you guys. So that's what we do.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And I know that up in northern Idaho, where you are, when you're not fishing Alaska, you and Kara let people pick up, but you don't have that in Colorado, so we're that for you. So if people want to enjoy the beautiful fish that you guys catch, we have it in the whole fillets. Those came in when we were on the radio a month ago. We didn't have them in yet, but now we have them in the 6-ounce portions and the fillets. And I tell people, buy them now because I don't have a year-round supply of these. So, you know, I think I'd have enough through the end of the year, maybe into January. But after that, I might be calling you and saying, do you have any more you can ship me? But we just don't know. What is your expectation as far as how much inventory we'll have into the new year?
It's, you know, we planned on having a lot, but it is hard to monitor this COVID situation. You know, everyone seems to be at home and stocking up their freezers.
Sure.
So that kind of, that's happening still, of course. So we have a lot, and I don't worry, but we do have a lot of pre-orders, and everyone was waiting for their orders. You know, for us to get back from Alaska, and we had a line out the door about, unfortunately, it was about a 30-minute wait for people to get their boxes of fillets, but it was pretty neat to supply the community, and they're really excited to have these quality fillets. Yeah,
sure.
We bleed all our fish, and it's just absolute premium quality. Pretty proud of what we do.
Yeah, that was exactly where I was going to go with you, Taryn, on kind of your process and what makes this so different, because I'm telling you, the taste, and I mean, like I say, I've been over there, I've caught it, I've brought it back with me, and, you know, it's just different from what we get from Thunder's Catch.
Yeah, a lot of fillets you might see in the grocery store, I mean, it's great if it's wild, 100%, it's awesome. What we do is we bleed our fish, which actually is really good. It helps the taste for the fillets, it keeps it longer, the blood actually feeds the bacteria. So that's maybe where you can get the fishiness. Some people might say salmon can be at times, but mm-hmm. if it's really caught off the boat, bled, put in ice-chilled water, 34-degree water, and then filleted and flash frozen, sent straight to you right after that, that's better than behind the glass fresh. That's, you know, behind the glass for 5 days.
Sure.
That's not fresh to me.
Yeah, and a lot of that fish, too, if you look at the package, it'll say that it's has color added to it, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're not adding any color to your fish.
Mm-hmm. That is farm salmon. All farm salmon has that color, that pigment. They put that color in the meat. They put the color in their feed of the farm salmon, and otherwise it would be gray meat color, which is disgusting. So
yeah, that's much we both Greg and I just made a face at each other when you said gray. Yuck. Yeah, this is beautiful here.
I do get asked now and then about how do we know that by selling this fish at Barber's Foods we're not depleting the wild salmon up in Alaska. So how do you answer that question or that concern about the sustainability of this practice?
Oh my gosh. This year in Bristol Bay, it's the top 3 years ever in the run size. So this year in 2020, we had 55.9 million fish go up to spawn, you know, but, the rivers, there's six river systems. They can only handle 12 million. If they do more than 12 million, they just overpopulate and, you know, they need a place to lay their eggs, you know. And if there's really a 55 million fish went up there, there would be no offspring. So Alaska Department of Fish and Game manages it extremely well, and they count how much fish is going up each river system. Okay, guys, like fishermen, stop fishing now. Let's get a little more fish going up there. Okay, we just got a big slug of fish going up there. So fish from this time to this time, you know, 8 hours or 16 hours, or, you know, since it's such a large run this year, we were able to fish a lot because they still got their escapement and they didn't overpopulate up the rivers into those streams, up those lakes. So, it's extremely sustainable. The average run size in the past 20 years is 39 million, and we were 55.9. So
wow,
it's really excited. Up in Bristol Bay only, that's where it's at. Other areas of Alaska kind of hurt regarding their runs, but Bristol Bay has been extremely sustainable. We're really happy about that.
Sure. So then you're in Alaska, and you, how many months out of the year then?
It's June and July. That's when the salmon want to go up.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, June and July season. Mm-hmm.
Once again, go to barbersfoods.com, enter in the promo code Haystack, and you can place your order there. And as Greg mentioned before we started this interview here with Taryn, do not wait on this. This is something, once it's gone for this year. So get in there and do that. And Greg, you got a couple of options. You've got we've got kind of the big fillet yep. here in front of us, but then you do have some portion sizes.
Yep, and the fillets have a little tiny bit of variation because, of course, the fish that Taryn's catching are not all the same size. They're not golf balls, they're fish. So there's a little variation, but they're all approximately about a pound and a half. And this is in a box. There's, you know, between 15 and 20. Is there between 15 and 20 in a box, Taryn? I can't remember. I have to look on the website.
I'd say about 14, 15.
That's right, 14 to 15
per box,
fillets per 20, box.
And the 20-pound box.
The pin bones have been removed, so there's just the skin on one side, the back side, and then the top side, which you can see through the clear film as you get them out of the box frozen. They're this beautiful pink flesh, and these are great on a smoker, a Traeger, any kind of pellet smoker, a barbecue, or in the oven with you know, a little bit of salt, pepper, and olive oil. And then also we do a 10-pound box of 6-ounce portions, Scott. So if someone wants to just do, you know, they're just by themselves, or it's just them and their wife, 6-ounce portions are way to go.
Sure. Well, Taryn, hey, we really appreciate you calling in. And, man, thanks for being a great partner for Greg here. And we are thrilled. He has changed the way my wife and I eat and many of my friends already because, I mean, this is great. Absolutely delicious salmon for sure.
It's a superfood. I can't think of a more healthier food for anyone. So it's exciting to spread it and go wild. Don't do the farm salmon.
Absolutely. And Greg, take just a minute, Greg, and tell us kind of the difference there.
Between?
The farm raised?
Yeah. And the farm raised salmon and the, Taryn can probably speak to that too, but, I've been to a couple of these fish farms, and so they're throwing the fish pellets every day. And like Taryn said, they have to add color to the foods, change the meat color.
Right.
Antibiotics, so they don't get sick, and something to prevent the sea lice. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, and the water's kind of brackish, kind of like the bathtub black water I was telling you about with the water chilled chicken. The water's, they have to change the water a lot. So when I see those fish all cooped up like that, I think, gee, I really want to, eat that fish or be one of those fish, whereas if you've been up to Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
You catch these things. And I tell people, my dad and I went to Alaska 15 years ago, and we spent like a few thousand dollars to catch like 25 pounds of fish, which, was a good memory and all that.
Sure,
but unless you, go once, it's beautiful, do the whole thing. It's great. But, you look at the cost per pound when you get back, you could have bought it a lot cheaper.
That's what my wife tells me after every hunting trip and every fishing trip.
Right. So. Yeah. So it's not always just about the meat. But, So, big difference between the farm-raised and the wild caught, just not only in how it's going to eat, but how the fish is treated and raised and the environment that they're in, you don't usually see the no antibiotic claim on fish. They don't go there.
So, right.
Yeah.
Well, Taryn, hey, man, we know you're busy, but we sure appreciate you taking with us a few minutes with us here. And we will do this again. I want to get you, we do another show on Saturdays called Sportsman of Colorado, a show about the outdoors, hunting and fishing. And we want to get you on that as well. So we'll figure out another time to do that, sir.
Roger. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great. All thanks, Taryn. Thank you. Take care.
Tell you what, we got to take a short break. When we come back, got a few more minutes with Greg from Barber's Foods. Once again, just go to barbersfoods.com, enter in the promo code Haystack, and that'll save you 5%. And I'm telling you, folks, this is unbelievable meats that you will enjoy. And we'll be right back with Greg right after this. Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is a spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad you are with us. Got Greg Bloom in studio, Barber's Foods. And wish we had a little longer with Greg today, but we've got a couple more minutes here. And again, if you're just joining us and you caught maybe just a little bit of that interview, that was Taryn with Thunder's Catch out of Bristol Bay in Alaska. And they do all the salmon for Barber's Foods. And I'm telling you, we have a beautiful filet of salmon here in the studio. And all you have to do is go to barbersfoods.com, put in the promo code Haystack, and that will save you 5%. And the website will kind of explain some of the delivery things that Greg has already mentioned. And but Greg, let's talk. You're going to be putting up, you said, some great recipes as well, because, I mean, a lot of us, you know, aren't the chef that we need to be. So right. Yep. We want to learn how to do this right and really cook it good.
Yeah, we want to help people to prepare this beautiful product that we provide to their families in a way that, you know, like restaurant quality, and that they didn't blow it.
Sure.
So, yeah, so we'll have recipes coming up. My daughter, Gretchen, who's a college student, she manages the website. So I keep her pretty busy with new items and changes. And we just added gift cards. And coming this weekend will be gift boxes. So we'll have three different gift boxes for the holidays, like for corporate giving, or you don't know what to get your grandpa, give him a box of steaks. You can't go wrong with a box of Wagyu. Yeah. We got one gift box. It's got four of these Alaskan salmon fillets with four Wagyu ribeyes. And it's just a great surf and turf box, you know. Man. So, yeah, that'd be one. And, or if you don't know what he'd like, just get him a gift card. But, yeah. We'll have the recipes up soon, and I'll be doing some classes too on how to cook a perfect steak and how to do a Texas style brisket in your smoker.
All right, we'll just do some shows with you.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, then we'll eat too.
Yeah, we'll bring a grill in here, man. We'll bring a grill and a smoker. Yeah.
I normally smell like smoke, so some people call me Smokehouse because I get it in my hair and my clothes. It's a good smell, though.
Right. Because I've just kind of been introduced to this lately. I've known a lot of guys that have smoked meats for years, but the smoking of meat industry has exploded, so to speak, over the last several years, hasn't it?
Yeah, they made it easy with those pellet smokers.
Yeah.
So I tell people, go get one. You can get them for $400 now all over the place. Get the small one. Don't get the big one. Just get the small one. And it's all you need. It'll last you 10 years.
Sure.
And then you don't have to create the fire and maintain the heat and get up at 2 in the morning to see if you need to stoke it. And, you didn't stoke it. You just blew it, you know. The pellet smokers are great.
Yeah.
You can just forget about them, and you can teach your wife how to push the buttons. And if she's not really a smoker person, my wife Christy, she can smoke anything now.
Okay,
that's great.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up that Traeger Tailgater that you told me to.
That's
so
the best
we're looking
one.
Forward to
that's
it.
That's the best one. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Real quick, I got about a minute here, but on your brats, I don't know any other words. Just say they're unbelievable and so different.
Yeah. Tim Beeler and his family do a good job with that brat. They've perfected the bratwurst. And that's primarily because they perfected the breed that it comes, they derive all the parts from for the brat. But that's just trim from the hams. And then they actually put some bacon ends and pieces in that brat.
Oh, okay.
And it's in a natural casing. And, you know, most bratwursts anymore that you buy retail are an artificial casing, a.k.a. they're plastic. So you're eating plastic brats. Ours are natural casing brats, so they're like the best. They're very addictive.
Yeah,
you know
are.
What? Keep them in your freezer, because you can come home from work at 4:30, not know what to do for dinner, and have brats on the table in 35 minutes.
Sure. Overall, and there's a lot of difference. We're up against a break here, but how long will this last in a freezer? If people want to stock up a little bit.
It'll last at least 2 years.
Okay.
If the package isn't compromised.
Right.
If the package is a leaker and you can see some air in the bag, it'll last about a month because it'll start getting freezer. But
sure.
Most of the time, the packages are intact, like this one we're looking at here.
Right.
You can tell because it's tight against the meat. Easy, 2 years.
2 years.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Greg, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Absolutely. It's Thunder's Catch now in this salmon. Don't wait. I'm telling you, you're going to go to the website in a month or two. It's going to be gone. Go to barbersfoods.com. Put in the promo code Haystack. Save yourself 5% and start eating good right there in your own home. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated, they're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Nutrition and Wellness Now with Dr. Mark Riggs, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. You can check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. And if you've missed any of our past shows on Friday here, you can go there, and Dr. Riggs has done a great job putting all the podcasts on there, and we've covered a ton of great health topics. And their number, 720-722-0386. Dr. Riggs, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Scott. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
A little stressful out there, huh?
I tell you, I mean, we could do a show every Friday just on stress.
Just on stress. Well, wow. You know what? I've got one today.
Do you? Okay, because we didn't get a chance to visit what we're going to talk about. Well, I'm telling you, it is very, very fitting. And I'm telling you, people are just extremely, I think, you know, physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted. And you put just those two together, guess what? That is going to play a role in our health.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people just assume that we're talking about the election, but it's not just about the election. Very few people that I know are not thinking about the election right now, but even those that aren't still have other things in their lives to stress out about, right? I mean, right. there's always finances, there's always health, there's always something. And, you know, I tell my patients, it's not about aiming to eliminate your stress altogether, because You just can't. Mm-hmm. There's always, you know, we, as long as we're alive, there's always going to be something opposing us, something that's acting as a stressor to us. That's just part of being, you know, alive and well and going through the world. And until we are dead, we're always going to be under some sort of stress. And I've talked about this in the past, but it's worth bringing up again. When I talk about stress, I'm not just talking about perceived stress, right? That's what we think when we think of the word stress or chronic stress. We tend to think about perceived stress, and that is, you know, the mental, emotional stress. That's the, you know, the anxiety, the depression, the, you know, irritability. We tend to think of stress as perceived, but there are other forms of chronic physiological stress that affects us and affects whether or not we are going to be healthy or mm-hmm. our health is going to begin to slowly take a turn. Again, when we, on this show, we tend to talk about chronic health conditions, right? And how my wife and I are functional medicine healthcare practitioners, and how functional medicine is a philosophy of care. It's not a specific healing art in and of itself, like a medical doctor, an osteopath, or a doctor of chiropractic, or a naturopath. It's a philosophy of care. So any of those credentialed healthcare providers can practice functional medicine if you are truly practicing medicine from a root cause approach, from an approach that takes into consideration the person that you're sitting across from, their own unique biochemical individuality. If you are looking into each specific case as a uniquely complex, individual, multifaceted case, then you may be practicing functional medicine. If you're striving to achieve a more root cause based approach to a patient's care, as opposed to a more symptom based approach to care, like is our standard of care here in the US, then you're practicing functional medicine. So it's this idea of functional medicine is very much a root cause approach to healthcare. It's just currently not being applied by most practitioners in this country. Our healthcare system is not designed for functional medicine. Yep. Insurance tends to run the show. Insurance pays for 8 to 12 minutes visits. And how far down that rabbit hole of mm-hmm. lifestyle-induced chronic illness can you possibly get in 8 to 12 minutes? Not very much at all, if any. And that's where my wife and I come in. We run a low-volume cash practice that is a functional medicine practice that seeks to more comprehensively diagnose patients and their chronic health conditions. And that is, we do that by running advanced diagnostic laboratory testing that is evidence-based. These are tests that are out there for all healthcare, all doctor-level healthcare practitioners and physicians alike, and they're just not standard of care. So they might they're likely not run by most practitioners outside of this umbrella of functional medicine mm-hmm. providers. So we really pride ourselves on running advanced laboratory diagnosis and then treating our patients, starting with lifestyle factors that more influence our health or lack thereof than any single risk factor from our family history or any single drug therapy. We really start with the food that people are eating on a constant basis, the stress that you're under on a chronic basis, the sleep that you're getting on a chronic basis, the body movement that you are getting on a chronic basis, and all of those lifestyle factors add up to either creating health or creating lack thereof, which would be known as disease. And so that's really how we practice. That is where we live. That is how we practice as functional medicine providers. And so I just mentioned one of those major facets of either health or the lack thereof, which is stress. And it's not just about, like I said, eliminating stress. It's about mitigating stress, and it's about how we choose to cope mm-hmm. with our stress. So oftentimes, stress can come at us and it's unbeknownst to us, and we wind up going down a rabbit hole and not even realizing that maybe this chronic perceived stress is wreaking havoc on our health long term. And so, you know, there are many techniques of coping with stress that I'll get into later, but the main gist of the conversation today, I really wanted to pound home the fact that this isn't woo-woo type of stuff that that should be blown off. This is real human physiology that no longer doctors should blow off as something that is just, well, that's just in your head. That's not a real physical thing. Well, I beg to differ, because when we are under stress, whether it's perceived stress or sleep-induced stress or metabolic stress from our blood sugar bouncing up and down or inflammatory stress from contact with viral pathogens or bacterial pathogens, right, or having poor gut health, which is incredibly common, any of those types of chronic physiological stress will cause in us the release of hormones and inflammatory chemicals called cytokines that then result in a cascade effect, the end result of which is worse health, higher levels of inflammation, poor hormone signaling, and symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Real, honest-to-goodness symptoms that patients come into our office with, and then it's our job to begin to untangle this tangled web, this mess that has happened over potentially many years or even decades.
Sure. And I think that's where a lot of frustration comes from patients, because, you know, they've been into their primary care doc or whatever, and as you said, they're not really set up to do what you do, and because of the insurance or whatever the reason may be. So I think there's been a lot of misdiagnosis out there, which is let people think they're going to their doctor, but they're still walking away sick.
Right. We get that all the time, Scott. Why? How come I've never heard of this before? How come, if this is a thing, how come my doctor doesn't know about it? Or how come my doctor doesn't use it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, all of our doctors, when they're strictly only conventionally trained, meaning they go through medical school, they get out, and they continue the typical conventional medical continuing education programs, they're not getting anything in the way of functional medicine. They're not getting anything in the way of clinical nutrition. They're not getting anything in the way of botanicals or nutrient therapy or, you know, real conservative care therapies and modalities that can result in significant functional outcomes without the risk for adverse effects, or with much, much less risk for adverse effects. And that's really where we start. And again, I've said this before over and over again, I'll say it again. I'm not against conventional medicine or conventional modalities as a blanket rule. I'm against using that as a first line approach, because it's a very aggressive approach. It can be a very risky approach in many cases, and it's not without its risk for adverse effects. In fact, some of the adverse effects can be pretty disastrous, and this has happened for family members of mine, for patients of mine, and I'm sure anybody listening can think of family members or neighbors that have had an adverse reaction to a drug or therapy or surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon. It happens all day long, and that, again, Scott, is why properly prescribed medical care is the number three leading cause of death in the United States. And because only 5 to 20% of those doctor-induced causes of death are ever even reported, it's estimated that medical error could be the number one leading cause of death. Okay, so that's not to say stop going to your doctor, stop taking all your drugs that you're on right now, and just cold turkey. That would be ridiculous. It is to say seek out somebody like my wife or I, who practices this thing we call functional medicine, who can get you to a higher level of health so that you don't need to be as dependent on the symptom-only approach, the drug-only approach to these chronic health conditions that you or your loved ones may be suffering from. So a little bit more on this whole stress response and how stress can affect us negatively if it goes uncontrolled and or in very high amounts for prolonged periods of time. First of all, the adrenal glands produce hormones. They produce the primary stress hormone called cortisol, and they produce sex hormones. And the effect that stress has on our body, again, I mentioned poor hormone signaling and poor hormone communication, this can result in that cascade of inflammatory mediators called cytokines affects adrenal function, causing adrenal dysfunction, sex hormone dysfunction, increase in fat storage, intestinal permeability or leaky gut, so it causes problems in the gut, and we know that the gut is the window into health, into the rest of our body. It's often referred to as the window into the skin and the hair and the nails and how our mood and all sorts of things. And a lot of functional medicine practitioners, if all else fails, or if we just don't know where else to look, start with the gut. That's always a safe bet. So gut dysfunction, stress-induced dysfunction. And how about hypertension? I've done an entire show in the past and have done health talks around the community about hypertension, which is chronically high blood pressure. Numerous Americans suffer from chronic hypertension. And one of the very first places that I go with my patient, Scott, in addressing chronic hypertension is what's going on with your stress? Not just perceived stress, but again, sleep-induced stress, inflammatory stress, metabolic stress. Once we get a handle on the chronic physiological stressors in the body, we watch that blood pressure drop. And then obviously, we can add in specific nutrient therapies to help relax smooth muscle like magnesium and potassium and all these other things. But when we're talking about stress, it can cause all of these different types of dysfunction: adrenal, sex hormone, fat storage, gut dysfunction, and hypertension. Now, when it comes to the sleep-induced stress, we have to ask ourselves, how regular are we? It's just so you know, just so everybody listening knows, it's not normal to wake up once or twice or three times in the middle of the night. Whether you think that that's normal to, you know, well, I'm waking up because I'm going pee. Well, the rest of us drink water throughout the day and fluids throughout the day, and we tend to go to sleep, and most of us stay asleep the whole night. We're not waking up because we have to pee. We've got a system in place that allows us to sleep through the night. And when you wake up, you notice the urge to pee. That's true, but you're not waking up because you have to pee, just FYI. So if we're not getting to sleep, if we're having a hard time falling to sleep, or we're waking up in the middle of the night, or we're waking up too early and can't get back to sleep, that's a serious, serious stressor that has been shown in numerous studies that we've referenced on our website to shorten our lifespan and result in predisposition for diabetes and cancer and heart disease. So we might want to look at why we are getting poor sleep. Do we have an irregular sleep schedule? Do we need to tighten the reins on setting a bedtime for ourselves? It sounds kind of funny. It sounds like something you do with your child, but adults have to do that too. How about sleep apnea? That's a serious condition that can affect our sleep and literally cause us to, it's simulating like a suffocating effect in the middle of the night that we're not necessarily conscious of. How about chronic pain interfering with your sleep? Well, then it's an issue from a functional medicine perspective, getting to the root cause of the chronic pain issue. Are we drinking caffeine at inappropriate times during the day? How about shift workers? That's a big category of the population that results in sleep, because our hunter-gatherer ancestors, they awoke when the sun came up and they slept when the sun came down. That is how we have been biologically evolved and biologically basically groomed to sleep and wake up. And when we've gotten away from that since the advent of the light bulb, literally, and in the grand scheme of human existence, that's been a relatively short period of time. Just the last, if the span of time in human history is a football field, just the last few inches has been the advent of artificial light. So how much is artificial light affecting you? Are you using tablets and artificial devices that emit artificial lights in the bedroom before bed? That Many people can be sensitive to that. People that ride in planes and experience jet lag, and even most of us that experience daylight savings, we all have periods of insomnia in one way, shape, or form, and that can be a huge stressor. And we need to get a hold of these. We need to get a hold and ahead of these stressors in order to live a much healthier life. Now, as far as inflammatory stress, I mentioned it can come from gastrointestinal inflammation. It can come from various inflammatory arthropathies. That can be autoimmune conditions. It can be cardiovascular inflammation. It can be due to allergies or pollutants in the air, mm-hmm. chemical sensitivities, and other infectious diseases like low-grade viral infections, herpes and cytomegalovirus and Lyme disease and Epstein-Barr. So oftentimes we may run comprehensive virology panels on our patients to kind of cast a wide net and see, I wonder if this patient, we've ruled out gut infection, we've ruled out metabolic disease, we've ruled out, you know, perceived stress, we know that they are or they aren't experiencing any of those things. Let's check out their inflammation levels. And we can do that. This can be tested for. So these stress hormones, the cortisol, the sex hormones, we run a very comprehensive test called the Dutch test. It stands for dried urine test for comprehensive hormones. And it tells us, goodness, just about everything we'd ever want to know about all of those hormones, their precursors, their metabolites, basically how everything is being produced and how everything's being broken down inside the body. And based on different ratios of these hormones, we can sometimes tell whether or not a person may be experiencing chronic inflammation. Maybe they've got low vitamin D. Maybe they've got hypothyroidism. And then we can follow that up with a follow-up test to confirm and hit the nail on the head. We also run these virology panels. We run comprehensive cardiometabolic panels for those patients that we suspect may be suffering from metabolic stress, which is, again, 1 in 3 Americans with either diabetes or prediabetes. That is just absolutely staggering. So we can bet that most people that walk in the door with some sort of complaint probably has some degree of cardiovascular issues or metabolic disease. Don't have to look very far for those folks. And other things like food sensitivities and, like I mentioned, intestinal permeability. You can imagine most people eating the standard American diet, you know, sure. the fast food diet. They're really revving up their inflammatory markers, mm-hmm. those cytokines from the foods that we're eating break down in our bodies, and they either cause an inflammatory reaction or an anti-inflammatory reaction. Well, guess what? Most of the foods that we eat in America, they're deep fried, they're refined, they're loaded with sugar. None of that is anti-inflammatory. It is all super pro-inflammatory, and that in and of itself interferes with hormone function. You see young people with hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty armpits or sweaty palms. You see young people with acne, severe acne in some cases, or really, really beet red cheeks, different types of fungus on their body and skin conditions and also, you know, autoimmune conditions, allergies, all of that much of that can be traced back to what they're eating, right?
Sure.
Their metabolic stress is what it comes down to. So I'm trying to tie this into those four main topics: perceived stress, inflammatory stress, sleep stress, and metabolic stress, because those things wreak havoc on our hormone signaling. They wreak havoc on our sex hormones, our stress hormones, and our gut, which is the window into health for the rest of our body, our psychological health. And we know that depression and anxiety conditions increase at a staggering rate every single year in this country.
Right.
So all of these things really must be addressed as a cornerstone of health. I can't emphasize it enough. One last thing here that we haven't talked about quite yet is from the metabolic side would be focusing on eating real whole foods. We use a food plan called the cardiometabolic food plan, pretty simple to remember. It's high in fiber, it's low glycemic. In addition to that food plan, we encourage our patients to move their bodies at least 30 to 45 minutes as many days of the week as you possibly can. Doesn't have to be intense. It can be just a 30 to 45 minute walk, but move your bodies. Our bodies were made to move. Again, we biologically evolved to move. And when we stop moving and we sit and we're in front of our computers or our television or driving all day long, bad things happen within the body.
And now with this time change, I mean, I think a lot of people, it's getting dark so early, they just go home and, you know, sit on the sofa and watch TV now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to, when it comes to this metabolic side, address the root causes of the glycemic dysregulation, monitor blood levels of things like insulin and A1C and fasting glucose, and then create a personalized lifestyle plan that the foundation of which is in this cardiometabolic food plan, body movement that we coach ourselves, that we coach our patients in. Even other therapeutic options like intermittent fasting can help reduce these blood sugar and insulin spikes and reduce metabolic stress on the body. And also, when it comes to health coaching, on the health coaching side of what our practice does with our health coach, Bryn Callender, she's looking for things that trigger stress eating and overeating and helping patients with meal planning and coming up with recipes that our patients love. Because if patients don't love these foods and how they combine them and the ease of in which they are to cook them, they're not going to stay on this for long term. So it's our job to try to make this as seamless and as easy for our patients as possible. And I feel that we do a pretty darn good job with it. So people, it's really, really important to get this stress under control. And again, perceived stress, sleep stress, inflammatory stress, metabolic stress. Guess what? We can test for sleep-induced stress. Because we can test for how much cortisol a person is producing, how much melatonin they're producing. And the ratio of those two determines, and the timing of those two determines how well you're able to get to sleep and how rested you feel when you wake up. You can also test for it by doing a sleep study for sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. How about inflammatory stress with the gut testing that we run, advanced gut testing that looks for chronic gut infections and inflammation in the gut. We also can run these advanced virology panels. Even something like a CBC can catch chronic infections. We can test for metabolic stress with the chronic with the advanced cardiometabolic panel that I mentioned. And the only thing that we can't necessarily test for is the perceived stress, although we do have highly evidence-based perceived stress scales that we use, that we've that psychologists and psychiatrists use in their office. We use them too because they can be very valuable tools to identify how much stress a patient coming in is under. But these are real, really awesome objective measurements that, again, if you go for cognitive behavioral therapy, if you go for psychiatry treatment, they should be using these scales as objective functional measurement tools as well. Well, we use them too because they're such great objective tools, and we rerun them on every so often on our patients experiencing tremendous stress because we want to see that number coming down the more of these conservative therapies that we employ. So I implore everybody, as we're going through this crazy time with COVID and with the election and with people losing their jobs and finances and just more patients than ever suffering from chronic health conditions, let's take this time, invest in our health, seek out a functional medicine practitioner like my wife or I, 5280functionalmed.com. It's 5280 Functional Medicine right off of I-25 and Dry Creek Road, not too far from anybody here in the Denver metro area. Give us a call. Come on by our office. We can take your health history, perform a problem-focused physical exam, and then sit down with you and collaborate on the best course of action moving forward that may start with some of these advanced laboratory diagnostic tests, and then from there launch right into a custom precision medicine tailored program based on your functional markers.
All right. Dr. Riggs, always great information. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
As Dr. Riggs said, hey, call today. Take control of your health before it takes control of you. 720-722-0386. 5280functionalmed.com. I want to thank Greg Bloom today and also Dr. Riggs. And most of all, thank you for being with us on Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God.